Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
Welcome to Advent Encounter, your daily podcast for the festive season from me, Matthew Porter. This is day 12 on the 12th of December, and today's episode is entitled Advent Questions. Our Bible readings are Luke 1, 18 and 34. Verse 18. Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well along in years." Then the verse 34. Mary asked the angel, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" A couple of years ago, I was reading Adam Bryant's excellent book on CEOs and came across this quote that really caught my attention. "Though CEOs are paid to have answers, their greatest contribution to their organizations may be asking the right questions." I remember stopping short at that point and pausing and agreeing. The ability to ask the right question is definitely a crucial quality to possess and an essential characteristic of a good leader. Reread the Advent stories and you'll discover two very different characters who separately met with an angel, the angel Gabriel. The two are Zechariah and Mary. As Gabriel delivers to each his message, both ask him a question. On the face of it, both questions look very similar and seem good things to ask, the kind of questions Adam Bryant and others would encourage. So Zechariah, when he's told that he and his wife will have a special Holy Spirit-filled son despite being very old and past the age of childbearing, Zechariah's question to the angel is, "How can this be?" And then there's Mary. When told that she'll be the mother of the Son of God, whose kingdom will never end, Mary's question to the angel is, "How will this be?" Now, both questions are responded to very differently by Gabriel, resulting in many being confused by the response. You see, Gabriel answers Mary's question, but not Zechariah's. And Mary seems to get blessed and affirmed by the angel, while Zechariah, well, he loses his speech for 9 months. So why? Why does the angel react differently to each questioner? And why does he seem unhappy with Zechariah, but not with Mary? It can't be Zechariah's question, as they're virtually identical, his and Mary's. Anyway, the Bible is full of people asking questions, which elsewhere in Scripture God seems to encourage. So what was different about Zechariah's question compared to Mary's? The answer's found in the seven simple words Gabriel spoke to Zechariah. We see it in Luke 1:20, "Because you did not believe my words," whilst Mary did. This means that although their questions looked identical, there was a different heart attitude behind each. Most humans wouldn't see the difference, but God does, because he sees right into our hearts. The Bible's really clear on that. Mary believed and trusted in her heart. The angel, who like God sees the heart, takes note of this and that she wants a little more clarification and information. But Zechariah is different. He did not believe or trust in his heart, and the angel could tell the difference. Zechariah's lack of trust showed a heart that was at the very least doubting, and probably close to what the Bible calls unbelief. Unbelief is not the same as doubt. Doubt's wanting to understand who God is, what he's doing and why. It's just we find it difficult. Unbelief is different. Unbelief is refusing to believe God's word and what he tells us to do. Unbelief, as opposed to doubt, is always viewed negatively in the Bible, because unbelief is a choice to not believe, and it hardens us to God. We move into unbelief through a choice. Similarly, we move out of unbelief by a choice. That's exactly what happened to Zechariah, as he noticed his wife's bump grow, and then eventually, when his son was born, Zechariah chose to obey the command of the Lord to name his child John. It showed he'd moved from unbelief to belief. And interestingly, immediately he could speak again. So the difference in God's response to Mary and Zechariah was not due to their questioning, it was due to the heart behind the questions. That's what God was concerned about that first Advent, and it's no different today. The best questions are genuine questions, questions with a positive attitude behind them, questions that are open, questions that want to really explore more, questions that seek understanding and wisdom. And then there are other kinds of questions, as we know, questions which reveal unbelief, questions with a negative attitude behind them, cynical questions, questions seeking to trip people up. Perhaps more than most aspects of speech, questions reveal our hearts to God. This shouldn't stop us asking questions to God or to others, not at all, but we must watch our motive. In the end, no one is responsible for the state of my heart but me. It's my responsibility to make sure my heart is open and flexible and available to God and ready to say yes to whatever Christ calls me to. When I ask a question, I need to check my heart and self-reflect and ask, why am I asking this? What's behind it? Because that's what God sees, and he responds to that more than a question. So pray today that the Lord will keep your heart soft and pliable. Pray for the people you'll meet today, that your heart will be full of love for them. Children sometimes talk of giving their hearts to Jesus. Don't be cynical about such a prayer. Instead, why not offer your heart to Christ today? It could be the most profound prayer you pray this Advent.